I shared earlier that the thought of owning a little bed and breakfast excites me. I do enjoy guests and hosting, but what makes my imagination go wild is daydreaming about the various recipes I'd have the opportunity to create. Would I change the menu every day? Perhaps I'd serve an English-style breakfast with eggs, bacon, scones, sausage, freshly whipped butter, and jam. My mouth is watering as I ponder these things. But it's not only the idea of having a bed and breakfast that gets me excited about food. Recently, I bought a cookbook with recipes from Jerusalem and cooked through the book for my family. Another time, I bought a cookbook filled with Star Wars-inspired goodies and cooked the recipes with my son. It was such fun. When I eat out, depending on where we go, I try to identify the spices in my meal, just in case I can recreate it, because I love food. I love food as a means of sustenance, but mostly I love the taste of a variety of foods. I enjoy the opportunity food affords us to host, and I love that food brings my family together at least once a day and often twice. We don't miss dinner together unless one of us is traveling, and we enjoy family breakfast as often as we can. Room at the table. Food played an important role in the first century church as an opportunity for Christians to gather and fellowship. Most sojourners and travelers could not afford lodging houses and so would depend on the generosity of others for shelter. As a matter of fact, welcoming strangers and others into one's home was such a central and important aspect of the Greco-Roman culture that being hospitable is listed as a qualification for those seeking to oversee a church. See 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, Titus chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Perhaps this is why we are challenged by the New Testament writers to show love to our neighbor through hospitality. See Romans chapter 12, verse 13, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. If a major part of hospitality includes food, could we conclude that sharing food is also a way of showing love to our neighbor and our fellow believers? I think so. As we'll see later, God invites us to a feast. It's one of the many ways He shows His love for us, so when we share with others, we mirror that love. But Peter noted we're to do it without grumbling. As we discovered so clearly previously, God desires us to give, but it must be with a cheerful heart. This means He cares about your attitude toward those with whom you share the table. In the first century church, attitudes toward food and with whom one would eat revealed the condition of an individual's heart. Peter struggled greatly with the fear of what others might think of him. He battled it as Jesus walked toward his death. See John chapter 18, verses 15 through 27. And he seemed to continue to stumble in this area from time to time. In Galatians chapter 2, verses 11 through 14, we get a picture of Peter's battle as it related to eating with those who were not like him. At times, Peter would eat with Gentiles who did not observe.